Agriculture has always been an important part of Prince Edward County, where generations of families have been producing food for the region and beyond. But things are changing. Rising costs, climate change, labor shortages, and lack of succession are squeezing farmers and eroding profitability. Prince Edward County's Economic and Development Team examined four sectors, including farm market, apples and grapes, on-farm diversification, and future of the family farm. Economic Development Officer Karen Palmer tells us more.
Karen, you've been running some surveys and some workshops over the last couple of months. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So we do something every year called a business retention and expansion survey. So we usually do it by sectors, and this year happens to be on the agricultural sector. So we start with a digital or online survey that kind of gives us an overview of biggest challenges and sort of the makeup of the sector. And then we've been adding in some focus groups to try and drill down on some of the issues that have been raised.
What will you do with the information?
Well, we're just getting started. So we've done the survey, the four focus groups, and now I need to do some one-on-one outreach, really get some deeper understanding of certain sectors or certain subsectors, I guess I should say. Usually what I tend to do is we do a data analysis of the stuff that has come in through the online survey, and then I tend to write a report for council outlining these are some of the issues that we need to be aware of that are happening in the sector, both barriers or challenges and opportunities, and look at the ways in which the municipality might think about supporting different things. So, you know, at today's session we heard about the farmers market. So is there a way that the municipality could expand or make space available for a four-season market? Some things that are a little stickier, you know, around land use and other things. But I think what the next step over this process is really talking internally even about here's what we've heard, now what do we do?
And then, of course, there's restrictions with the province. I mean, it's one thing for the municipality to say, okay, we can change this, this, or this, but they've also got restrictions with the province, right?
That's right. It's more complicated than you would think it would be. And sometimes it's, I mean, I think one of the things that really came through at today's session is that even with, you know, you're hearing at one table, it'd be nice if severances were easier so that when our farm is struggling, we could get a little bit of money from a land sale. And then you hear at the next table, we wish there were not as many severances because it's harder for our farm to expand if there are all these houses around it. So within this sector, there's a lot of differing opinions. And I think that's something that we need to kind of do a little bit more exploration around.
And you had broken this down into four sectors. So there was the farmers market, apple and grape growers, diversification, and then, of course, the farmers today. And they all come with a different slant, I would think.
They do. I mean, you think about the scale at the farmers market level versus the scale at what we would have heard today. Yeah, there's much different challenges no matter which little part you're in. And I think for, you know, we sort of pulled out the wine growers for the simple reason that right now almost half of them are looking at, they either are for sale or they're looking at going for sale. And to me, that spells that we've got a little bit of an issue there that we need to be looking at in terms of succession. And since the wine sector is so important to the tourism sector, it can have a knock-on effect if we start to lose that.
Do you think changes can be made as a result of all of this?
I mean, I think there's lots of different things we can be thinking about. I think it helps us to know what people are talking about. I think for me, this feels like a sector. I grew up on a farm, but I feel like I know very little about it here. So it's excellent to kind of get this sense of differing perspectives. I think there's lots of things that internally we can think about in terms of some of it's cultural. When someone comes to you and says, I want to do this, how do we have that conversation without making it formal off the bat? How do we make it so that there is a little bit more back and forth between someone who wants to do something on their land versus someone who's working in government? So I think that's all part of the internal conversations of. And I would also say, you know, Prince Edward County has undergone such a tremendous change. I'm part of it too. I only moved here 8 years ago. So when you think about folks who are moving into this place and they love it because it's bucolic and beautiful, but they may not understand that also at certain times of year, there is a lot of heavy machinery on the roads, that there are calves that are crying for their mamas because they're being weaned. I think there's lots of things we can do to help people just understand farming better and help farmers coordinate, you know, tours or getting people onto farming scenarios that might help them learn a little bit more about mm-hmm. what farming actually is.
I just think back to the drought in the summertime. We had such a terrible drought. People were buying water left, right, and center to keep their animals going, to keep crops going. They lost crops. And yet there's people that actually live here that don't understand that. They, you know, oh, people had to buy water? Oh, you know, they're on city water. They don't even mm-hmm. give it a thought. They don't have an understanding. So, yeah, I think it is, it would be really important to get some of this information out there, you mm-hmm. know, to wake people up so they have more appreciation for what's going on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even when we think about, you know, folks who have very deep roots in the county versus folks who are very new to the county, I think we hear about this a lot, mm-hmm. the us versus them, no matter which side you're on. And so I think there's got to be some moments of appreciation of, sure, you spent a career that taught you a lot of things. Maybe you were working in an office tower. My gosh, there are a lot of things that you could learn on a farm. And today's modern farms are so computerized, so robotic. It is much different than the image we may carry in our head of, you know, the gentleman on a tractor out tootling around, right? It's way more complicated than I think a lot of people appreciate it. Yeah.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.